Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently refused to hear the case called Field versus Palmdale. That's the case where the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court ruled that a public school can teach students whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, and that parents' right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. The plain fact is that the U.S. Supreme Court does not like to take parents' rights cases and consistently refuses them. This is an outrage because over the last 2 years, five federal circuits have handed down anti-parent decisions that uphold the alleged right of the public schools to teach students whatever information it wishes to provide. Let me list these cases for you. Federal courts upheld the right of public schools to indoctrinate students in the Muslim religion and practices, to force students to watch a one-hour pro-homosexual video, to force students to attend a program advocating homosexual conduct that used minors in sexually suggestive skits, to censor any mention of intelligent design, to use classroom materials that parents consider pornographic, to force students to answer nosy questionnaires with suggestive questions about sex, drugs, and suicide, and to deny a divorced father's right to get his son's school records. The courts upheld the public schools in prohibiting an anti-gay T-shirt, but ordered the school to permit a very offensive anti-Bush T-shirt. These cases are parents' rights issues and culture issues. Public schools are censoring views that do not conform to the diversity multiculturalism ideology. Years ago, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutional right of any school child to refuse to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But in these recent cases, neither school nor court offered any child or parent the right to opt out of any of these offensive programs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on what to look for in your child's classroom materials, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Parents Evaluate Textbooks Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website,
RBN Law. Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
End of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says an optimist laughs to forget, a pessimist forgets to laugh. Feel good. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we saw the stock market take another tumble, and we were talking earlier this week about the hedge funds, about the subprime lenders, about Walmart and Home Depot now have watched their sales drop. And I have with me today a financial expert, Joan Vian, who is not at home today, but she is sipping pina coladas, watching the evening sunset over the ocean, and griping about the stock market. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Derry. Isn't that great that I can be looking at the ocean and still talking to you?
That is. It's almost amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, it's good to know that you are enjoying a little relaxation, but we're not going to let you relax today. You have...
Oh, it's only an hour.
I know, but you have a job to do. Your listeners need you.
Well, thank you.
No, really. I watch Fox News of an afternoon for a little while. I try to catch old Neil Cavuto. You said you'd never watched him. He's funny. I get a kick out of him. But he pushes constantly about how great everything is. And they were trying to tell us yesterday that fact that Walmart and Home Depot, sales were down. And I think there's a reason for that. I think that there's a lot of people working. You know, they keep talking about how many people are out there working, but they're not paying the bills. And it's not their fault that they're not paying the bills. The bills have gone up and the salaries haven't. And they're backing off of going even into Walmart.
Well, you know, that's very true. I think we need to address the fact that the dollar has dropped substantially. You know, we can go back to 1975 when the dollar was worth 3.5 yen and 3.5 Deutschmarks, and today it's, you know, the Deutschmark's been replaced by the euro, and you only get 3/4 of a euro for one of our dollars. I mean, you know, the value of the dollar has dropped substantially, increasing the cost to live. The cost of living has risen substantially. And now, to be honest with you, there are a number of things happening. And I think, as much as I dislike this person immensely, Hillary Clinton summed it up last week. She said, "We are in an interdependent global economy." She said, "Reality around has changed, and we have to keep up or get swamped by it." The bottom line is America has been moving into a global economy we've talked about the fact that the barriers between the nation states have fallen, the economic, the financial, the political, the legal, the trade, the military. We are in a borderless world for the most part. And the Federal Reserve, Bill Clinton, George Bush the First, George Bush the Second, they're all telling us that we are in an interdependent economy. In other words, we are no longer our own. We have lost financial independence, and we are no longer just America, but we are now part of the world. What we are seeing in this whole thing, then Joe Average, the subprime. You know, a number of years ago, George Bush, and I have that speech somewhere, I just don't have it, I don't think, here. George Bush made a speech in which he talked about how he wanted everybody in the United States to be able to afford a home. So they came up with subprime lending. These poor people, we need to pity the people who bought. They thought that even without money down, that with bad credit, somehow, in this whole big wide world, they could own a house. And so the mortgages were full of clauses that nobody told them about, that if interest rates went up, their mortgage payment would go sky high.
But you see, that's their fault. They should have rid that mortgage.
That's very true, but, you know, that's very true for all of us. You know, buyer beware. But they didn't, okay?
You know, I have kind of a little bit of a different take on that. Mm-hmm. Because, now, it depends upon the individual. If somebody had something to lose and suckered into that, then that's not good. But what about this Joe Blow out here that didn't have a thing, and he said he watched television. Hey, looky here, I can get a house bought, doesn't cost me nothing down. I don't have any interest to pay for the first 3 years, and I'm going to buy it, for gosh sakes. I'll live there for nothing, and if they lose it, hey, it's not going to cost me anything.
Hey, that's true, too. You're right. You're right. So who lost and who will lose? Well, let's talk about who will lose. Wall Street is the one who made it all possible. The Federal Reserve made it possible. Wall Street made it possible. It's very interesting. I was reading an article in USA Today, and they talked about how during the NASDAQ crash, the analysts were on the line, and they had to come into alignment, and there were analysts who had their hands slapped. There were international banks that they didn't even get a tap on the fingers, but in any event, they went through the motions. Then we had the Enron debacle, and it was the auditors and accounting companies went out. Now they say the problem is the credit rating agencies, and so Standard & Poor and Moody's are the companies who gave the subprime mortgage paper an A rating, a single A rating, so that it now has been purchased by countries and investors all over the world, thus the global economy. I don't know. I'm not a big lover of bonds. I don't do mortgages. I don't do financial stocks. You know, I remember 20 years ago when I had sold some fixed annuities to some clients. Somebody called me up and said, how come you sold me an annuity with junk bonds?
Hey, hang on. Let's talk about that after we talk about this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, the amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, the Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-span buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this once-it-style building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and farm planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts. But you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
Parents, do you know the odds of your kids succeeding without a college education? Those odds are not good, and many people haven't even started planning and saving for college. Sound familiar? Well, if your kid can get into college, I can show you how to pay for it. I'm Dr. Michael Franzblau, author of Tuition Without Tears, America's most comprehensive guide to paying for college. It contains must-have strategies that would take months to find on your own, and it's all right here in one easy-to-use program. So whether your kid is off to college right now or you're planning for the future, Tuition Without Tears will show you that you can afford college. A college education is a must. So parents, don't disappoint your kids, and kids, don't be disappointed by your parents. Remember, if your kid can get into college, I can show you how to pay for it.
Call Tuition Without Tears, 1-800-880-8636. 1-800-880-8636. Toll free, that's 1-800-880-8636.
And we have returned, visiting today with Joan Vion. She's a financial advisor, and she also heads up the women's group. Going into the commercial break, Joan, you were commenting about you sold in an annuity, and somebody said it had junk bonds.
Oh, yeah, I was pretty shocked. I spent a whole day doing my homework, and this was in 1980, I think. I was absolutely shocked that the insurance companies were buying junk bonds. I couldn't believe it. And I was pretty fortunate. I pulled my clients out. Some of them weren't happy. They did pay a surrender fee. But the bottom line is that particular company went under. My clients got, you know, most of their money. Actually, they didn't lose anything because they had interest minus the sales charge. They still got all their principal. But there were a lot of people who got 80% of their money, and the rest of them took 5, 6, 7 years to get. It was awful. So, you know.
Now that goes back to 1980, you said.
That's correct. That is correct.
See, that's about the time that interest was up to 20%, and we were having a lot of trouble making interest payments.
That's right. Let's talk about the bottom line of what is happening here. There are major structural changes taking place. I have been through, as I mentioned earlier, I've been through a lot of these. The headlines look awful. They're telling us the sky is falling. They're creating fear. They want a panic almost. Let's get a couple things clear. Number one, our whole economy is run by the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. It is not a friend of you and I. In fact, they want what you and I have, and they've made no bones about it. They've done everything possible in the economy to get us to somehow lose, give up, bite off more than we can chew, whatever the case may be. They create the boom and the bust by how much interest rates go up. If you have high interest rates, the stock market doesn't do well, the economy stops. If you reduce interest rates like they did a couple of years ago to 45-year lows, you create a boom. And so there is no moderating. It seems like we go from boom to bust, boom to bust. Now, so we are run by and at the mercy of a private corporation of international bankers who control the entire monetary system.
Around the world, we might add.
And the world, that's right. The U.S. government is a willing fool, okay? I'm not sure any of the presidents that we've had since Andrew Jackson have been friends of the American people, let alone friends of the Constitution. So I think once we understand this, this should help us be aware and beware of what's happening. We are in a global world system. There's absolutely no doubt. I've written books on it. I've been on your show enough. We've talked about the fact that there are no barriers between the nation states.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
And we have returned visiting today with Joan Vion. Joan, going into the commercial break, you were talking about there's a method to their madness. They actually want us to have a panic or something to that effect. I may have taken...
Yes. I mean, you know, I've been in this business for 25 years. I've seen all kinds of headlines when it looks the bleakest. I guess we have to go back to human response. First of all, there are people. What is going to happen in this market? I think there's going to be more repercussions. Yes, there are people who are having a rough time making ends meet. The cost of living is much higher. They're not going to be able to even afford Walmart. I think that is serious. However, on the other end of the spectrum, there are those people who are still buying $2.5 million beachfront property homes, as I see where I am in the New Jersey Shore. There's a complete, you know, the chairs on the deck are being rearranged. There are people who bought too much house than they could afford. Interest rates were low. They said, wow, we can afford our luxury home. We can do this. We can do that. There are people who've been foolish enough to take home equity lines of credit, for the built-in pool or whatever they wanted. I mean, I think people have to get back to the basics. And when they get back to the basics and they reduce their spending and they reduce their debt, they will be where they need to be, okay?
All right, but how are they going to be able to do that once they're caught in the crack?
I think they're going to have to get down on their hands and knees and ask God to help them. And while they're at it, ask Him to forgive their sin because they went astray, you know? You know, life is difficult. Life is difficult. What I see here is that our government, unfortunately, is not making life easy for you and me. And they've done a lot of things to repeal cushions that we used to have. And in 1933, when the stock market crash occurred, there were two congressmen, Glass and Steagall, who wrote a bill and said, look, we've got to put some safeguards between the investor and the international bankers or the investment banks. And so the Glass-Steagall Act was passed in 1933. And then in 1934, they passed the Securities Act. And in 1999, our government foolishly repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which really put the whole system back in pre-1929 days, okay? I start looking for how structural changes are taking place. We're in a global economy. Not everything in our in the structure of the U.S. is in line for a global economy. And so what is happening at every turn, I'm seeing that things like this are being created or they're being allowed, whatever you want to say, and at the same time, they're using it to make major structural changes to bring us deeper and further into a one-world economic and political system.
All right, now, the New York Stock Exchange, it's going global, is it not?
That's right. The New York Stock Exchange bought the European Stock Exchange called the Euronext. And so it's now the NYSE-Euronext. The NASDAQ has purchased 30% of the London Stock Exchange. And so if you're going to have the American Stock Exchanges buying foreign stock exchanges, et cetera, then that means you're going to have to adopt different securities laws. And interestingly enough, in May, the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, said that he favored a British-style form of regulation, securities regulation. 2 weeks later, Eliot Spitzer, who's now governor of New York, was calling a major conference in which he was going to change the state of New York to a British-style form of securities regulation. In other words, preempting what the federal government was doing. We, you know, the America we knew is changing. And I go back to what Hillary Clinton said. It's pretty crass, but the bottom line is that if you are not ready to, you know, the reality around has changed. You have to keep up or get swamped by it. And I think that's unfortunately the reality. And what I have tried to do since covering global meetings is understand these structural changes so that I can help people maneuver around them or be aware of them, because it's a reality that you and me, Joe Average, can't change.
You mentioned that the Fed a while ago, and you didn't really answer me, you said something about the Fed wanted a panic. Why would the Fed want a panic?
Well, let's see. Maybe I used the wrong terminology. Let's just say that the international bankers want what you and I have. And what I have witnessed over the years is that, you know, buy low, sell high. Joe, average really can't buy low and sell high unless they know when the market's going to change. And the only people who know when the market is going to change is the Federal Reserve.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include Holston Farms, who have consigned a potload of fancy Angus 850-pound steers. Now, they've been MFA processed or coming off of short grass. Donnie Callis will be selling a 60-head string of fancy black and black baldy steer and heifer calves. They'll weigh from 400 to 500 pounds, had all their shots, and they're weaned. Junior Cadre is offering a set of black and black baldy and Charolais crosses. They weigh from 600 to 700 pounds. Larry Bennett will be in with a 30-head lot of calves. They weigh from 450 to 6, and they've weaned and had one round of shots. And Farrell Taylor and also Donnie Leibhart are each selling a set of 600 to 700-pound cattle, and they've had two rounds of shots and are long-time weaned. These cattle and the calves will be selling this coming Monday, August the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, the amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, the Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched lower Tuesday on a higher dollar after upbeat inflation and trade deficit data. Gold closed in New York off a dollar to $668.80 an ounce. Silver fell 7 cents to $12.70 an ounce. If stocks can drop when corporate profits and fundamentals are good, then investors must come to grips with the reality that they're investing in a casino, not a market, writes Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, Steelspan Buildings can solve your storage needs, and more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-style building.
It went together very easily and doesn't leak. The birds don't have a place to roost. It's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and barn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou, and it's State Fair time. See me now at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, or just call me. I'll have selected Quonset building sizes at huge discounts, but you have to talk to me. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are useless, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Joan, going into the commercial break, you made the comment that, hey, they want what you and I have. And I have just completed an article for the September Chronicle. And I'm thinking very seriously about, Jeff, we ought to email this on to newswithviews.com because I think this is serious stuff. And the Chronicle won't come out. This is for the September Chronicle. And here we're just halfway through August. But it has to do with our land and how the world bankers, I think, are wanting to collateralize their debts with our land. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. You're talking about the Fourth Wilderness Conference held in Denver.
Amen. Now, how did you know about that?
I've known about it. in fact, I had a friend in New Zealand recently fax me, and he had just learned about it, and he was shocked. He has a neighbor who was... he lived in Germany at the time, and he was the representative from Germany to that meeting. And so he showed my friend a book called Our Common Future and basically told him he needed to read it. And so my friend was emailing me, and he was all in an uproar because his friend said that the book was made public at that meeting by Maurice Strong and by Baron Rothschild. And so he wanted to know what I knew. And I did a newsletter on the United Nations, the reform of the United Nations, in which I went through all those books, Our Common Future, Our Global Neighborhood, and a number of other books that formed this process of how they were going to change the world. And I would have to say that the structures that we're seeing now are part and parcel, the structural changes, are part and parcel of what was in Our Global Neighborhood, which was the last major book to be released on how they wanted to change the world. I'm doing some incredible research at this point, Derry, and we're going to have to do a couple of radio shows when I finish it, because we are all up for grabs. And what I can see through Agenda 21 is that we're being put back into a feudalistic system in which you and I, the only value we have is as long as we can work, you know. Other than that, there's going to come a day when if you can't work, you can't live. And I don't mean that that's around the corner, but this, it's just a very evil Orwellian world that we're in.
Speaking of working, did you see today, just today, I received this morning, that the Homeland Security, you're going to have permission from Homeland Security to take a job in this country?
No.
Not just illegals, but it says, it doesn't mention illegals. It talks about you and I.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I have a new person in my office, and she said, we have to fill out, and she told me about three or four forms. And one of them is a Homeland Security form.
Right, that's it.
And I'm like, what? What is
now, how did she know that, and you didn't?
Well, because she's worked at more places than I have had people work in my office. And I was absolutely shocked. She goes, oh, yeah, if we don't file these forms, you could get in big trouble. I mean, and I'm like, really? You know, Derry, it is very scary. This is, you know, communism is rule by force. Socialism is rule by rule. And at every turn, there are more rules. And any one of us can be fined or whatever because of some little T we didn't cross or I we did not dot. This is not freedom. I am aware of that, Derry. And it is pretty scary when you address it. Do I think it's possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've interviewed Maurice Strong. Years ago, I asked him about sustainable development, And he said to me, well, he said, most corporations have a balance sheet and an income statement. And what we want to do for the world is we want to create, or the earth, we want to create a balance sheet and an income statement. Well, I mean, if you want to create a balance sheet, you need to know how much comes in and how much goes out. Well, in order to do that, you've got to count everything.
I was going to say, what are they counting?
Well, they're counting you and me.
And our cattle with the NEIS.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, the fish have been tagged for a long time. And so everything is being counted. This is absolutely the only world I have is demonic. You know, God created heaven and earth, you know, in Genesis 1 and 2, and he said it was good and go out and procreate. Now we have a global body. And at every turn, this global body, the United Nations, is putting more rules and more regulations in order to control the assets of every kind worldwide.
Yeah, I think, and I truly believe this is true, that our land is up for grabs. The bankers have made all these world loans. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank has made loans to all of these countries with no collateral.
Right.
And they want to collateralize those loans. And what do we have left to collateralize?
Right.
There's only a few things that are really legally considered wealth in the world. That's silver and gold and land and cattle and people, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they want our land and our cattle and our people.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
They've already got the silver and gold.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, if the truth be told, the major corporations and whoever are the major shareholders of those corporations already control the silver, the gold, the titanium. And all the semi-precious and precious metals.
That's what I say. They already know where that is. That's under their control right now.
That's right. That's already a done deal, you know. So, you know, I'm talking about structural changes, and we're talking about the subprime mortgages. What is the answer? The answer is that every one of us have to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves, and we have to count how much how much we're spending, how much we're making. You know, these are not normal days anymore. These are not normal days. And in order to hold on to what we hope is ours, we're going to have to be more astute to all the wiles of Satan, because that's who it is. At the beginning of the program, I said that we're in a global world system. It's not only Hillary or Bill or Bush 1 or Bush 2 who've talked about a global economic economy or an interdependent economy, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is we are there. Let me just mention before our time is flying some of the structural changes that are taking place right now to put us further in to this global economy. And, you know, everything is done. They're still in the process of changing. First of all, there is a Senate bill. This was in May, and I have to take a look to see if it was passed, to allow the United States to intervene in currency markets. The U.S. has not intervened in currency markets since 2000. Part and parcel of the United States wanting to intervene in currency markets is as a result of China. And the fact that China's not playing ball with us, well, China has a stronger ball than we have because they hold our debt. Second, there's been a lot of discussion about, well, if we're in a global financial system, we need to have a guardian of a world financial system. And at this point, it appears one person's idea would be in a very enhanced International Monetary Fund, plus the Bank for International Settlement.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll try to get to some callers just as quickly as possible.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Joan, let's go to the telephones. We've had several callers holding for a long, long time. Okay. Joe in New York. Hi, Joe. You're up first.
Hey, Derry. How are you?
Okay.
I'm in Rochester, New York. I know nothing about farming, but I've been listening to your show for the last 9-10 months, and I absolutely love it.
Well, thank you.
And one reason is for great guests like the one you have on now. And my question is, my wife and I, we are really not in the stock market, but we are because of our 401ks. Would it be a smart thing to just go withdraw everything out, pay the penalty, and just, you know, save the money or pay off some debt with it?
Wow, that's a very heavy question. First of all, you have to find out if your corporation will allow that, number one. If they will allow you to roll it out and take the penalty.
Okay.
I can't give you an answer over the phone, a yay or a nay. I think there's more to answering that question than just this. I do give financial advice. If you'd like to give my office a call on Monday.
Okay.
I'll be in the office on Friday. 301-371-0541. 301-371-0541.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Texas. Wayne, hi, Wayne, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Thanks for a great show and your guests there. Joan, I had a question for you. Globalization and this North American Union have a lot of various aspects to it that it's hard to kind of get a grasp on, but one thing that really jumps out at me is I think many people don't realize the profound effects that if these things go through, the effects it's going to have on our basic constitutional rights and legal protections. We could see a lot of the basic rights we have now just become a thing of the past as these corporations masquerading as government agencies try to bring down more codes, rules, and regulations under color of law. And I wanted to know what your how you approach that.
Excellent question. Excellent question. I'm going to refer you to my book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket. Chapter 2 talks about the first global meeting on reinventing government. I just came back a month or so ago from the 7th global meeting on reinventing government, which is all about incorporating fascism into our form of government. In other words, corporations. And that's why reinventing government is important, because they're changing the whole structure to give corporations a bigger say in what's going on. You know, I came back, I read my own newsletter, or my own book from a number of years ago, and the bottom line is, I was amazed that I called it right back then in my book, Global Straitjacket. You need to get my book, Global Straitjacket. You need to go to my website, womensgroup.org, W-O-M-E-N-S-G-R-O-U-P, womensgroup.org. And I have some commentary up there. One is called Tyranny in the Congress. Another one is on reinventing government. And you need to read those. You're absolutely correct. I have written extensively and Global Straitjacket about it. Are we still on?
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but we are going to take a break, so it's a good place to stop for just a moment or two. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
Wow. Is that guy wrestling an alligator?
Why, it's Kachunga and the alligator, straight from the swamps of Florida. They're coming to the Missouri State Fair, and they're free.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for?
Glad you asked. There's Mad Science's Funky Farm Works, the Hollywood High Dive Show, and the amazing Rainforest Experience. The Missouri State Fair has something for everyone, and a lot of it's free.
Come on.
Stop by the Bud Stage for great music, or sit back and relax at the Society Horse Show or the State Fair Queen Contest. There's hundreds of free exhibits, animals, and really cool stuff to see. And you can do it all for the price of admission, just $8. Where else can you have so much fun for so little money? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime! Plan your fun. Visit mostatefair.com.
We're in the home stretch, Joan. We have 3 or 4 minutes left. Let's go from there.
Okay. I was talking to that gentleman. I would say to your listeners that if you don't have a copy of my book, Global Straitjacket, it is a handbook on world government, the North American Union, the change in the structure of our government, the economic changes, the European Union, and much else. To get a copy, you can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541, $23, which includes postage, to your house. Let me also mention that a month ago I gave a special to your listeners. I had a lot of people call for two specific economic newsletters. One was on the structural changes in the world. I will be writing a September economic newsletter that will include the subprime market and the structural changes, the new structural changes that are taking place, which will also include a global currency, a regional currency, and a global currency. That newsletter is $12. If you'd like a copy of that, call 301-371-0541. Anybody else online? Any other calls?
No, we don't have time for any more. We just have about 2.5 minutes left. You made the comment to me earlier, but during a commercial break or something, about the FTAA, that's Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, the North American Union, and you said you were speaking to a group and they didn't want to hear about it. I think that's an interesting story because this is typical of America.
Well, it was female farmers, and I'm sorry, it was female farmers, and they didn't want to hear anything. I know that the male farmers don't want to hear anything. I don't understand if it's just the farmers. You know, you farmers have been on the front lines for a long, long time, because farming and the protection of farms is basically the breadbasket of America. And once you change the breadbasket of America, they can do anything they want, and we'll have to dance to their tune in a way that we never have before in history.
But you mentioned to me that as you was you were talking
That's
about
right.
this, they said you only have 5 minutes left to
That's
speak.
That's right. I'm in the middle of explaining the North American Union, the transnational highway, how millions of acres are going to probably be taken by eminent domain in the various states where it will be, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, on up. And all they could say to me was, you have 5 minutes left. I was dumbfounded. I'm like, wait a minute, excuse me, knock, knock, did you understand what I said?
You know, I always compare a speech like that to a load of corn.
Huh.
You know, they were paying you good money to come do this, I'm sure.
No, I did it for free.
Oh, well, that was a problem. If they would have been paying you, they'd let you talk.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I learned that years and years and years ago. People do not appreciate anything that's free. You have to, the higher priced you are, the more they appreciate you. If you were charging them $10,000 to come speak, they'd pick you up at the airport in a limousine, have a brass band waiting for you.
So, Jerry, when are you going to invite me? I've just changed my speaking fees.
Hey, we're going to try to get you on the Paragon Freedom program next. I don't know when. Last year it was in April or this past April. But I need to talk to GB about you because we need to get you down there.
Well, thank you. I'd very much like to do that, and I'll make my speaking fees reasonable.
Well, hey, anybody that stays in these swanky oceanfront hotels and drinks pina coladas as the sun sets over the ocean.
Okay, Joan, now put happy trails on.
We're going to in just about 30 seconds. Anyway, Joan, it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest on the show. You can go to our website, womensgroup.org, or call the office, 301-371-0541. Did I get that right?
You did, sir.
Okay. Have a good vacation there on the ocean front, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
It's true.